Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up? This is the most must-see WWE superstar of all time and his lovely, gorgeous wife.
Marie.
And you are going in Raw.
What's up? It's your girl, Sasha Banks, the legit boss, and you are watching Going In Raw.
Oh, baby, I like it raw. Oh, baby, I like it raw. And you are tuned in to Going In Raw right now. How you doing?
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you're going to be listening to right here at YouTube.com/ Steven Larson. Available wherever fine podcasts are. Be sure to hit that subscribe, notify button, the little notify bell thing, so you always know when there's new Going In Raw content. We're also available on the Patreon at patreon.com/ Steven Larson. And we have many, many reward tiers. We've been getting in the first wave of the friendo care packages.
Yes.
Are out. And we're getting word back. People seem to be very tickled by him. Let's get an audio check, Larson.
Yes, I'm on it right now.
Okay.
Here we go. Audio check. Let's see how we sound. We sound like we have audio.
All right. Woo! Yay, it's Monday, because you never know. Anyways.
Yeah.
we're also available at Pro Wrestling Tees. ProWrestlingTees.com/ Going In Raw. What do you got on today? Not a pro wrestling. I've got my Black Craft Cult.
Neither of us are very good.
Inspired. You know who Black Craft Cult is inspired by? The devil.
Oh, yeah.
The devil. Anyways, a couple quick programming notes that we have to keep in mind. Number one, first and foremost, this morning, our very first episode of Steven Larson Book Raw went up. It's where we take our ideas for how WWE Raw could and should be booked.
Yeah.
And we take them to 2K18. We got these little skits that we're doing in the beginnings.
Yeah, we just shot one. Another
we just
one
shot
for
one.
Next week's show.
For next week's show, which will be airing live today at twitch.tv/...
3 p.m. Pacific time, yes.
/ Steven Larson. Be sure to check that out. 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. The response so far has been overwhelmingly positive, I believe.
Yeah.
Anyways,
been pretty good
also,
so far, yeah.
Couple of quick, what's that?
So it's been good so far.
Yeah, no, it's been good. Quick.
More programming notes. Hold on 1 second. We're doing a Clash of Champions live stream this Sunday, because that's when the show is happening, 4:30 p.m. Pacific.
Right.
It'll just be Steve and I sitting on a couch over there watching the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
We won't show the pay-per-view. You'll only see us reacting to the pay-per-view. You will see for the duration of the stream, you and I sitting on that couch will be it.
Yeah, man.
At no point will we ever show the television.
Not going to happen.
You might see Steve's dog, some food, maybe a beer or two, and that's about it.
Oh, yeah, this shirt here explains it all. You want to see the pay-per-view, get the network. Otherwise, not going to happen.
Not going to happen. Yeah. Also, this Sunday morning, Going In Raw View
is back.
We'll feature Taboo Tuesday 2005 as selected by our patrons. $10 and up will allow you an opportunity to vote once a month on what old pay-per-view we watch.
Yeah, so we're telling you that now so that you're prepared for Sunday's
episode.
So
you can watch it in advance.
You watch it and then
listen
like,
to us
laugh
talk
along with us at Tyson Tomko. The living, breathing tribal tattoo.
I haven't got that far yet.
There's so much tribal tattoo on him, dude. It's ridiculous. It's like 2002, 2003 incarnate. I know this is from 2005.
Yeah, not that far removed from that.
But tribal tattoos, I feel like, really came of age 2002. I blame new grunge for that, like the post-grunge thing.
Yeah.
Like Creed and like...
Well, I was thinking more like Disturbed.
There you go, Disturbed. Yeah.
Godsmack.
Godsmack, there you go. Lit,
yeah.
Perhaps.
Yeah.
Godsmack. Hey, you know, I like some of those songs back then.
Yeah.
Some of them are catchy. You know, you can't go wrong with a catchy song. What is it you say? Everybody has one great song
band,
in them.
Every musical act has one good song in them. Whether they actually get to the so far in their career that they can actually write and record that song and release it. Nonetheless, I think every musician has one good song.
I'm not the one who's so far away. You think YouTube's going to demonetize us if I do that? So far away. If I sing some Godsmack.
Yes, so stop. The Elite Norwegian, 20 kroners.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you see Y2J kill Omega at the Tag League final? Yes, we're going to talk about it later.
About that.
Patience.
Anyways, let's kick things off with kind of a dour note.
Yeah.
I was up really late Saturday night.
Yeah.
I was playing video games, watching TV. I watched Saturday Night Live and then like a bunch of crap.
That was a pretty good episode of Saturday Night Live.
I only watched like the second half of it, but it's James Franco. You can never go wrong with James Franco.
Did you see the Spelling Bee skit?
No, I didn't.
Oh, that was the best part.
All right. I'll watch
it. Oh, that was so good.
I'll watch it. I like that you're watching Saturday Night Live now.
Oh, it was just. Well, you know what it is? They started, at least this weekend, they were showing.
8:30.
Yeah.
They do that all the time now, yeah.
East Coast feed. On the West Coast.
Right.
So I stay up till 1 in the morning to watch the whole thing because yeah. I really don't do that anymore because I'm an old man.
Yeah, sure.
And I get tired early.
I don't really get tired. I never get tired. Unless it's like, usually when you leave at like 4, I'm like, okay, I don't have to talk anymore. I'm just going to go ahead and lay down on my bed for a bit. I don't sleep. I just sort of chill out on my bed.
Oh, I leave here most days. I'm exhausted.
Yeah, talking, right.
You know, nonstop for 5 hours.
We're
takes
soft.
A lot out
we're,
of
we're so soft, dude. We're so soft. Like, it's not like, oh, construction work.
No.
You know, it's just we're sitting here talking. Anyways, it was late at night. I'm setting up the Rich Swann story. It was late at night, and then Pro Wrestling Sheet came through with the first break of this story. Rich Swann was arrested by the Alachua County? Alachua
Gainesville, County? Florida.
Gainesville, Florida. From Alachua County. I had to, hey, look, man. I'm going to say Alachua because I freaking looked up how to pronounce it.
Good.
Alachua. I didn't know it was. Is that Alachua? No, it's Alachua.
Good. I'm impressed.
Anyways. News broke late Saturday, early Sunday for the East Coast. That former Cruiserweight champ Rich Swann was arrested in Gainesville, Florida on charges of
battery. No, late Saturday.
Early Sunday. That's what I said, right?
Yeah, I know. Okay. But the incident took place around 10:30 Saturday. So
what took
time.
Place on 10:30?
Incident.
Sorry, I shouldn't be making light of
no,
this.
No, I don't know why he did that.
Charges of battery and false imprisonment. Battery apparently is a misdemeanor, and false imprisonment is a felony.
Yeah.
Gainesville PD released Swan's mugshot and the incident report early Sunday morning, which laid out the details of the incident. I'm sorry, it's just here. Why don't you go ahead and break
all
it
right,
down for us?
Around 10:30 Saturday night, Swan and his wife,
Venara Riggs.
Yes, Venara Riggs, who goes by Sue Young on the independent wrestling scene. Apparently, she used to be in a FCW.
Right. Yeah.
WWE developmental for a while.
Yeah.
And they were returning home, I would suspect, from this independent wrestling show where Swan's wife was wrestling. According to the police report, Swan was critiquing his wife's performance. And, quote, began getting angry with her.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
So, Riggs got scared the argument was going to escalate and got out of the car. So, Swan apparently stopped his car in the middle of traffic, chased after Riggs, yelling for her to get back in the car.
Mm-hmm.
And then, according to the police report, again, this is all summation or verbiage straight from. Swan then grabbed Riggs by the arm and then, quote, then had her... grabbed Riggs by the arm and then around her neck with his arm. And Riggs screamed for help as Swan pushed her back in the car. Riggs stated that she was scared of Swan because he, quote, had a temper sometimes and said she was, quote, scared that the argument would escalate into physical violence. Swan, after receiving his Miranda rights,
that's stated, the thing where they say
you have the right to remain silent.
Right.
Anything you say can and will be held against the court of law, so on and so forth. Swan stated that he did not grab Riggs nor push her back in the car, saying he was trying to get home and Riggs had the phone with the GPS on it.
So he put her in a headlock because she had MapQuest on her phone.
Yeah.
That's a great
two
reason.
Witnesses observed the event. They gave statements to the police that are included in the report, with one confirming that Swan put Riggs in a headlock and pushed her back in the car and saw that Riggs was beating on the window, screaming for help as the car drove away.
Oh, that's terrifying.
Sunday morning, WWE issued a statement on Swan's arrest, stating, quote, WWE has zero tolerance for matters involving domestic violence, and per our policy, Rich Swan has been suspended indefinitely following his arrest. National outlets started picking up on the story, amongst them ABC, NBC, I believe. And ABC reported that Swan was released on his own recognizance on Sunday, and the PW Insider early this morning provided some more details about Swan's release, stating that, quote, as a stipulation of his release, Swan had to sign a statement agreeing he would abide to an order that he would have no direct or indirect hostile contact with his wife, which I guess means, you know, they can live together still.
It's not like a restraining
it's
order.
It's not a protective order or restraining order, no. It's just like, you know, but he can't. Nothing can get heated.
Mm-hmm.
They can't get an argument.
Right.
Nothing like that.
Yeah.
And then PW Insider also adds a judge has been assigned to the case, but there hasn't been any court hearing scheduled yet. And then they also said that WWE has pulled any mention of the scheduled Rich Swann, Drew Gulak number one contender match for the Cruiserweight title that's supposed to take place on Raw tonight. That match is apparently off. Well, it is off because he's suspended, but
right.
As of about noon on Monday Pacific, they haven't come up with any plans, at least announced plans, as far as what to do with the number one contender spot for the Cruiserweight title.
Kind of surprising from the wrestling aspect. I mean, look, there's a couple things that kind of should go unsaid, but I feel like we need to say them because, you know, it's just, it's horrible for his, for Vannara Riggs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's absolutely, it sounds like a terrifying situation. Because of social media these days, everybody likes to backseat quarterback. Backseat driver, armchair quarterback. Sorry. Everybody likes to put their two cents in. Say, you know, they've been together for 5 years, married for 9 months. He has a temper. Why didn't she leave him long ago? It's not that easy. If you're not in the situation, if you don't know what, if you're not literally one of these people, then it's not really your place to say what she should be doing or should not be doing. We can only hope that, you know, she receives support and help and is in a position where this kind of thing doesn't happen.
Yes.
But again, you know, trying to judge the situation based on, you know, what we see here, it sounds like Rich Swann has a lot of freaking, you know, issues.
Potentially has some anger issues, yes.
This is a terrible situation for
yes.
all, but especially for his wife.
Yes.
You know, it just, it sounds like an absolutely harrowing thing. So that being said, in terms of the wrestling aspect of things, number one, we're never going to hear Rich Swann's name again on WWE. He's not a big enough star that the WWE is going to say, okay,
yeah,
you're good,
even if
come back.
He is eventually exonerated, which seems likely given witness testimony.
Right.
There's a very low chance that he would make a return.
Pretty much everybody on 205 Live. This is just from, you know, kind of a common sense perspective. Like Stone Cold, when he had his thing with Deborah, Stone Cold's a massive draw. So, you know, he went through what he had to go through to say, to, you know, not be a liability public relations wise, and they welcomed him back.
Mm-hmm.
That's just that was their business. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
Disagree with it, you know, or not. 205 Live, as we've seen, is sort of in a it's kind of a, I won't say a pet project, but it's definitely the kind of thing where if it disappeared, I doubt the WWE would really worry too much.
Yeah,
and that kind of goes with everybody, I think, except for maybe Enzo.
Enzo would be the possible lone exception to that.
And so, like, I, you know, if you put Enzo, and I'm not saying that he would ever do something like this, I'd hope not, but if you put Enzo in a similar situation, I could see maybe him coming back after, you know, him going through some therapy, some anger management, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The rest of 205 Live, to be honest with you, as talented as they are, as great as they are, they're sort of not integral to their business plans. And so I don't see a situation where he comes back. Maybe I'm wrong. I hope Rich Swann gets his act together and comes back as a decent human being, because obviously he needs to get to that point first. There's no reason for them to keep him around. Kind of surprised this is what PW Insider is saying. I mean, I'm sure it'll probably be proven right tonight. But I was kind of expecting Michael Cole statement. You know when they get into serious mode.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, camera goes to commentary. Corey doesn't say nothing. Booker doesn't say nothing. Michael Cole just says, you know, he was involved in an incident. He's been suspended indefinitely. Kurt Angle has, rebooked this match with somebody else. That's what I kind of expected. But if they're just going to, I mean, if talk about a sign that 205 Live means that little to the WWE, they're not even, you know, according to PW Insider, they're not even going to address it tonight.
Well, this is as of 12 Pacific time. They still have 4.5 hours, 5 hours.
Okay, all right.
To work out new creative plans.
Yeah, maybe this is just, we have no plans right now.
Yeah, and this is, no, they didn't say anything about plans, period. They said, just mentions of it was taken off the website.
They pulled in it. Oh, off the website, off the Raw
yeah.
preview.
Yeah,
oh, okay, preview. I thought they had some, I'm sorry, I was busy doing something else apparently in my head. Okay, well, yeah, I imagine we'll probably get the serious Michael Cole tonight then.
Could be.
Wouldn't surprise me, especially since media, like mainstream media
yeah, I know.
Are picking
I know.
Up.
I mean, there's two avenues. If they want to have a match, then they have to address it.
Uh-huh.
If they just kind of want to push tonight as far as making a decision,
mm-hmm.
then they might not address it at all.
Yeah.
Instead, wait till tomorrow on 205 Live or something.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
So, yeah, who knows? So, yeah, I mean, it's a, you know, it's a terrible situation, man. We're,
yeah,
like,
it really
in terms
is.
Of who we saw on TV. Rich Swann was, you know, he was a fun character to watch, mm-hmm. to be entertained by. Mm-hmm. This kind of thing just completely sullies that. And
I know.
But, you know, the person we need to think about in this case is the victim.
His wife, yes.
Is the victim, exactly.
Yes.
So, that's sad. More sad. What a bummer of an episode. I can't wait till we get to talk about Chris Jericho.
Yeah.
But we're not going to do that yet.
Not yet.
Instead, Neville. We're going to talk about Neville. So, yeah. Are negotiations at the Neville level, Larson?
It appears they might have been at one point, but not anymore. Russell Zahn is reporting via Pro Wrestling or PW Insider. I always want to say Pro Wrestling Insider. I'm sure that's what PW stands for. Nonetheless,
we don't know.
The website
could
is PWInsider.com.
Could be PD Williams Insider.
We don't know.
The Canadian Destroyer Insider.
Yeah. That talks between Neville and WWE for potential return have broken down. They're ended for now. Conversations between WWE and Neville were apparently heading in a positive direction with plans for Neville to join the SmackDown roster.
Yeah, man. So there he was like, all right, I don't want to be relegated to 205 Live. I want to be on SmackDown.
Yeah.
SmackDown.
Well, he probably just said he didn't want to be on 205 Live anymore.
I want to be on a good show.
And he's supposed to return at the conclusion of the last European tour.
Yeah.
Obviously, it didn't happen because the talks have come to an end.
Not gonna
no more talking.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Yeah. No more details on that.
That's it.
Talks have just come to an end.
That's it.
Maybe he changed his number and forgot to tell Michael Hayes.
Could be.
What a bummer, man.
It is a bummer. It's really a bummer because I got my hopes up when there was talk of Neville talking to WWE and for a potential return.
Yeah.
And then now, apparently not going to happen. But, you know, with the talk of him going to SmackDown, you know, we can do a little conjecture and speculation here in terms
okay.
of what they might have had planned for him.
What's on SmackDown? U.S. title?
Yeah, Corbin.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too. Although he's in, like, a thing with Bobby Roode right now.
Yeah.
Number one, is Neville above... he's above... The crowd is not going to let him be a heel when he comes back, correct? I mean, they could do the thing where he comes back, they cheer him, and then he cuts a heel
well,
promo.
They've done that before. Issue. Let's say he were to return, you know, end of November, whenever the conclusion of the European tour was. Let's say the end of November.
Okay.
And... WWE wants to ride out the Corbin Roode storyline because they've actually had that planned for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
So Bobby Roode takes the U.S. title from Corbin at the Rumble,
mm-hmm.
let's say.
Yeah.
And so Roode's next program after finishing up with Corbin would be against Neville.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem with that is while we like Bobby Roode a lot, especially his work in NXT, his work on the main roster thus far hasn't been terribly inspiring.
Yeah, that's true.
So the problem they would run into is if they bring in a heel Neville to go against a boring face Bobby Roode,
yeah.
The crowd is going to cheer Neville because he's so good on the mic.
Yeah.
And that's a problem.
All right. I don't know. I don't know where the crowd stands these days, man. Because we're huge fans of Neville when he was doing his thing, but, you know, the crowd didn't.
The crowd was getting behind him after he lost the title to Enzo. Because they were chanting for him when he beat up Enzo.
I'll say this. Kind of a small sample size.
Yeah.
Really short, small sample size.
He left before we really got an idea of what
kind of
that
yeah.
was really leading
like,
to.
Look, you, me, and James would mark out huge, massive. And I'm pretty sure that he'd initially get a big mark out moment from the crowd.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't surprise me if they, you know, he's so good as a heel. It wouldn't surprise me if they wanted to just keep him that way, and like after the second week, he comes out and he cuts a big heel promo on somebody. Maybe he gets into. I wouldn't mind seeing him versus Bobby Roode.
Oh, I think there'd be some stellar matches.
Yeah, I know. Me too.
And hopefully, it would give Bobby an opportunity to add some dimension to his character because right now there really isn't a whole lot.
I'm gonna say this, man. I want to see him there. I'll be happy if we get him in the Rumble. Surprise entrant in the Rumble. That's my number one. When we do count out for, are we doing top 10 surprise entrants we want?
Yeah, I guess we could closer to the Rumble.
Well, I know we had counted all mapped out and stuff. Oh no, that's for the end of the year. Nice.
That's just for
still
the whole
another
month,
like 3-4 weeks after.
Yeah, we got more than a month yet for the Rumble.
So that's my number. That's number one. There's a spoiler alert for you guys.
Neville.
I watch count out. My number one surprise entrant, Neville.
CM Punk.
Who's your okay man?
Batista.
Hey, right now Pro Wrestling Tee is not going to happen.
Batista.
Batista over Neville, really?
Well, me personally, no, but like the larger WWE universe, probably.
Yeah. Well, we do us.
Rey Mysterio.
I don't want this. Do we have a shirt that says, I don't want that to happen?
Ricochet?
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Kenny Omega.
Chris Jericho. None of those are going to happen. Jericho might happen.
We'll talk about that later. Who else?
Here's the thing about Neville coming to the Rumble. He could eat a loss. It wouldn't be a big deal. Well, loss. He could, you know, get tossed over.
Yes.
Get eliminated. But, you know, I wonder what like negotiations for return entail. I want this, this, this. How do things break down? I want this, this, this. Okay, this is what we have. Okay, this is my Michael Hayes voice. Okay, this is what we have for you. We're going to put you on SmackDown. You'll keep on being a heel. You'll cut a heel promo after week one. You'll get your big pop. And we'll put you in there against...
we'll build to a program for mid-card title, probably.
Yeah, U.S. title.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. We'll get you some quality wins.
He'll probably have to have a few with Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, that's why talks broke down.
Probably.
That's going to be why talks broke down. Yep. Well, first we're going to put you in a program with Dolph Ziggler.
Click.
Dolph, yeah, exactly. I was going to have him say Dolph is a great guy, but no, it's just like... I can't hit click. Where's
I know.
Where's Captain New Japan's number?
I know. Click.
And where's Gato's number?
I know.
Yeah, I don't know, man. What a bummer.
It is a bummer. The fact that there were conversations that broke down in the first place,
mm-hmm.
is a positive sign, because there has been communication between the two parties since he walked out.
You're right. That's the biggest thing. That's the biggest
just
deal.
Because maybe he went on vacation or something. Who knows? No one knows. I mean, according to this report, there's no reasoning given why communication stopped. Maybe he just said, all right, I need 3 weeks to think about it. I'm going to go to...
Power rank, Larson. Power.
I'm going to go to the Cayman Islands for
power
a few
rank.
Days.
Power rank.
Relax top, and think things over.
Top five reasons negotiations broke down.
No one on vacation.
That's number one. He went on vacation.
He accidentally dropped his cell phone in his toilet.
Oh, no.
And it's sitting in a bag of rice right now to get the water out of it.
Okay, so that's just comedy of errors is what you're talking about right here.
Yeah, but that's a very specific instance.
That's a very specific comedy of error.
Yeah. Like he was, you know, he was.
All right, can we get some more comedy of errors?
He was brushing his teeth, talking to, what's the
Michael Hayes.
No.
Dr. Maroon.
Carano. The head of, the VP
of
talent.
Steve Carino?
No, Mark Carano.
Mark Carano.
So he's in the bathroom brushing his teeth, talking to him.
Yeah.
But, you know, brushing your teeth and try to hold your phone, but he's trying to do something else, and he fumbles, and his phone drops in his
terrible,
toilet.
Terrible, yeah.
And then he's trying to brush his teeth and get the phone out of the toilet.
Okay.
He's trying to brush his teeth and put his phone in the bag of rice. Does that even work?
The
idea is that the rice will pull the moisture out of the phone, right?
It used to. I don't know if it does anymore. These days you can do that and pull it out and it's fine.
Yeah.
These things are like freaking amazing. No, I think it used to. All right, I have one. So Neville's a heel.
Yeah.
And what kind of cell phone do all heels have, Larson?
Flip phones.
No, they're burners.
Oh, okay.
You can't.
All right.
No, I didn't say old people. I said bad people. They'll have burners.
Well, I mean,
burners can be flip
exactly,
phones.
Exactly.
Yeah,
what I was
you can.
Say.
Yeah.
So I was half right there.
So he and what can you do on burners? You run out of minutes.
Yeah.
He ran out of minutes.
And you throw him in a dumpster.
Exactly. Takes the battery out and throws it in the dumpster. Exactly. So there you go.
That's three.
We need two more reasons negotiations broke down. We got to pad out this segment because there's no details.
Maybe Neville is between agents. Like he wasn't happy with his agent, so he let him go.
How about, well, yeah, what if he started negotiations with a new agent while he was in negotiations for WWE?
Yeah.
So he had to hold negotiations for WWE
because
he needs a new guy to do his negotiations.
Exactly. So there's four.
I like it. That's good. Yeah.
Five, once again, he was searching Neville on the internet and came across that awful shirt they designed for him at the shop. And he's like,
he had totally forgotten about that terrible shirt.
And he saw it again and said, no, I'm not going back.
How
there.
About this? What if he said this? He was like, Michael Hayes, you need to fire that guy who did my shirt.
I don't know why you think Michael Hayes has any say in talent relations.
He's,
man.
To me, Michael Hayes is like the puppet master. And then Michael Hayes said, okay, we'll do that. And then Neville gets on WWE shop and he sees the same guys doing that Pete Dunne shirt. So Michael Hayes swerved him. He lied.
Oh,
that
man.
Guy didn't get fired. I'm sorry. You know, whoever did that Pete Dunne shirt, I want him to have a job. But man, is he like, is that just his spare time stuff? Because it's bizarre how few shirts are that crappy on WWE.com.
Most of them are shop.com. Really mediocre.
Most of them are mediocre. Like the Johnny Wrestling one's really good. He's got a lot on his pro wrestling tees look really
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they do. He does.
There's a lot of really, there are very few that are that bad. So I'm thinking those ones are like the intern or something.
Could be.
The PA. Like, why is Pete Dunne getting relegated to the PA graphic design guy?
I know.
Probably because he's brandless.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually have a brand.
I know.
He's floating on Brand Island.
Pretty much.
Brand limbo. Anyways. Yeah, so that's sad. Sorry, more sad news.
Yeah.
Here's some cool news. I like this. Whenever something cool happens in New Japan, I wake up and see GIFs about it.
I know. That's what happened to me. It was Matthew Ade tweeted at us the video.
I miss Matthew Ade. Ade every day. He was in my heart. He was like my number one guy in WSTW.
You said he was a champ. No one wanted his champion.
Oh, I hated him so much. Golden shuffle that guy out of here. But then I love him to death. It's a very complex relationship. Human beings are very complex.
I understand that, Steve.
Anyways, what about Matthew Ade? He showed up.
He shared a video. No, World Tag League? He didn't. No, it wasn't.
No?
Ade every day in Japan. Oh, he's an excellent wrestler. Chris Jericho showed up, surprisingly.
All right.
During, I think it was last night's final of New Japan Pro Wrestling's World Tag League tournament. Hey. Did you see who won?
No, who won?
Evil and Sonata.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so they're going to be taking on Killer Elite Squad at Wrestle Kingdom. You think they're going to have LIJ hold not all the belts, but...
Is Ticking Time Bomb going to win the junior heavyweight title?
Something else, man.
Ooh!
But then Bushi wouldn't have a belt unless...
My throat is still,
still
on
have the never over... Almost did it again. Never open weight.
Yeah.
Never open weight.
That's Sam Slippers, man. He's got the never ever overweight.
Yeah, no.
Never
overweight. Six man tag belts.
Does LIJ still have those?
That's why I just asked. I'll look.
It's Bushi, Sonata, and Evil, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Are we sure it's not Taguchi Japan?
No, I don't think it's them right now.
Is it Chaos?
Here, let me see.
Check Reigns, not Roman Reigns. Reigns.
Who has them currently?
Let's see who will get it first.
LIJ still has them.
LIJ. All right, so there you go.
So they could have, I mean, they won't have the Intercontinental title or the never open weight belt that Suzuki has, but they'll have everything else. Yeah. Every member of LIJ will have a title at the end of Wrestle Kingdom. If they win the tag titles and Naito, as expected, claims the IWGP Heavyweight Championship.
I think it'd be great.
That's kind of cool. If that's what the plan is. They do that before WWE even has a chance to do it with the Shield at WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah.
Still a little bit of thunder from them.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're getting ahead of ourselves here.
All in on LIJ.
Yeah, no.
So much merch.
Jericho attacked.
Whoa, hey,
Wrestle Kingdom opponent. So Kenny Omega.
Okay, so why was Kenny in the ring at the time?
He was having a match. He was in a tag match.
Oh, he was in a tag match.
Yeah.
Because I saw like the entire sequence from him with that awesome looking US title and him doing, you know, the demonetized
lights,
gun thing.
The lights go out.
Lights go out. They come back up. Chris Jericho's there. Did they have English commentary? Because I heard it with Japanese comments. So they did have English.
I think the finals had English.
Nothing beats.
Yeah.
I wish.
Well, Don Callis was there, so yeah.
Okay, cool. Ooh, Impact's Don Callis. Nothing beats the passion of the Japanese commentators. As much as I love Callis and Kevin Kelly, I'll listen to them all the time because I know English and I don't know Japanese. But like they're like, you know, screaming.
Selling the
they're
the
fangirling, if
the
you
moment.
Will.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. I didn't need to listen to Americans or Canadians talk. So anyways, he's in there. Jericho's behind him. Oh, my God. That codebreaker was orgasmic. That was a fantastic codebreaker because Kenny Omega knows how to sell. Oh, my God. His head hit the mat before, like, his freaking, like, waist. His waist was still, it was like his legs were way up here.
It's kind of like Rusev selling an RKO.
Yeah, it was great. It was, but it was, like, super athletic.
Yeah.
Oh, man. And Jericho, like, flew at him with it?
Yeah, I know. It was a running codebreaker. It seemed like Jericho was throwing some stiffer shots.
Dude.
Which is good.
He's off the leash, man.
Strong style.
He's off the freaking leash. Just go out there and do what you can do. I mean, honestly, that's, to me, the biggest selling point of New Japan, that and long-term booking.
Yeah.
They just go out there and do what they can do.
Exactly.
I mean, you know, it leads to matches where people are breaking their necks left and right, or it looks like it.
Damaging their brains.
Yeah.
Jericho, I know. Hit the cleaner with two code breakers, then hit him with the U.S. title.
Oh, beautiful.
Kenny busted open.
Oh, beautiful.
Juiced.
Beautiful.
You can see him cut himself, too, I think. He's down on the ground doing this.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gotta love it.
It was great. So there's the image of Jericho, we using the thumbnail, I believe, holding up Omega's head. Grabbing his hair.
I had to take
blood
the blood out,
down
man.
His face.
We're freaking sellouts, dude.
Well, we want to make a living.
A demonetized.
That's really what it is.
A demonetized. I know. Patreon's trying to run patrons off. What the heck is that all about?
I don't know.
They're like, hey, guess what? Demonetized.
Uncertain times here, Steve.
Dude, can we just get a little bit of freaking stability? Hey, you know what? Can we go be some like, get up early in the morning and do some.
Sorry, a terrible idea.
Do
like
some trash collecting?
No.
What are they called? Garbage men?
Yeah.
Nah, there's a better name for that.
Waste management.
Can we be waste management workers?
No, I want to get up that early.
No. Man,
I'm not a morning person as it is. It's 12:30 now, and I'm still just kind of waking up.
You know, before we started our Patreon, when we were kind of struggling, you know, both of us were looking for jobs.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert, I guess. Behind the scenes, I guess.
Yeah.
And there was a job for, like, a Roseville, like, the city government's, camera guy or, you know, AV guy.
Mm-hmm.
Lost out to some other guy. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, like, I was looking at some of their work, and I'm like, man, I could totally do this. And one of the videos they had posted was, like, a little puff piece for their waste management division.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was like a dude on a freaking garbage truck. And I'm like, it's probably a lot less cool than what you guys are making it out to
be. Oh, I don't know, man.
You know, some people probably like wipe their butts and put the toilet paper in the garbage, and then you have to like deal with that.
Well, I mean, ideally it's in a bag. And if it's not, it's in a can.
Ideally, I think.
Usually, I would say 95% of the time, the waste disposal engineer doesn't have to get out of the truck.
Yeah. Ideally, it's not the word I would use.
That goes in the garbage can.
No, I've seen it happen before. You know what? It's funny because sometimes I miss it because, like, I don't know, I got like a million kids in here, but none of them are responsible enough to take the garbage down.
Mm.
It's like they're supposed to be their chores, right? I pay them good money. Anyways, nobody took the garbage out one morning, and I go out there, and they're just going by, and the guy says, just put it across the street because we're coming back around. I'm
like, that's nice of him.
Oh, man, that guy's the coolest guy ever. So now I just know whenever, if I miss it, it takes them forever to get down there on the other side.
Oh, so you have, what, a good 30 minutes?
45, maybe an hour? Because I always hear them come up, and I always panic. Yeah.
Anyways. All right, we're done talking about trash. Jericho, like Don Callis, goes in the ring to see how Kenny's doing. Yeah, okay. He eats the Codebreaker, too.
Oh, I didn't see that part. Yeah, oh, man. My God. I got to go back and watch that. I got to watch the freaking finals.
Yeah, man. Apparently, I didn't see it. I only saw the little gif of Callis eating the Codebreaker. But
oh, I love it.
Side seats. He left the arena in a stretcher.
Oh, I love it.
Booking Jericho strong.
Big time.
Jericho posted a picture. Post beat down on his Instagram where he's got Kenny Omega's blood smeared on his face.
I love it.
Looking tough.
Yeah.
Also last week, since we're talking about Chris Jericho, Y2J was the subject of an interview with Rolling Stone where he confirmed that, his WWE contract expired on April 30th.
Yep.
When did we go to Payback? Chair's right there.
Huh? Oh, yeah. Payback.
I feel like that was his last show then.
Oh,
April 30th must have been his last show.
Oh, because he wasn't under contract when he came to SmackDown.
Yeah,
because that was after that, right?
Yeah,
something like that.
April 30th was the day of Payback, I believe, because the next day would have been May 1st, which was the Raw here in town. I know that date.
Okay.
Anyways.
Yeah.
And he said, "Quote: 2016 was one of the best years of my career. So people are always asked when I'm going back to WWE, but there are no plans to go back." He continues later on, will I go back? I'm sure I will. But if I don't, it wouldn't bother me either because I've had a lot of great times there, but I've got a lot of stuff on the horizon that's building as well. Talking about Fozzy and that web series he's got, But I'm Chris Jericho.
Oh, it looks funny, man. I haven't seen it.
The Cruise of Jericho coming up.
Yeah.
And now.
The world is his oyster, man.
Yeah, he seems like a very busy man.
Yeah, he's like 46 years old and he just seems like he's just hitting his stride.
Yeah.
What an inspirational really story is. Y2J
because
is.
Because a lot of days, you know, I'm younger than him. I feel like this getting out of bed is a chore.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, I love getting out of bed.
No, I hate it.
Really?
I don't like getting out of bed.
Oh, wow.
I wish I could sleep a lot more than I do.
You probably have a really comfy bed, huh?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I love my bed. It's great. No, I love getting out of bed, though. Lacey makes me coffee in the morning. It's fantastic. We just sit there, chill. She gets on her Switch. Bam wakes up. She goes and plays with her toys. I help, like, get her ready for school.
Mm-hmm.
Then they leave at, like, 8:15. I'm like, rolled my oyster till 10:30. Sometimes I take Gypsy out. She got sprayed by a skunk last night.
Second time this happened. Same same field?
I thought you were going to say same skunk.
Oh, I mean, a year apart, so probably not. Same field, though?
Same place. I got to find a new place,
You do have to find a new place. That's twice now. That's
killing me, man.
If it happens again, it's on you now, Steve.
Yeah, fool me once. Well, no, I think we're at it's on me already.
Oh, okay.
Because we're on fool me twice.
I'll try to be generous.
Fool me once, it's on the skunk. Fool me twice, it's on Steve-O.
I think fool me once would be on Gypsy.
She's out of the equation. She's such a dullard, man. God, like, your thing is smelling things.
Well, they hear well, too.
You understand. Yeah, but number one is smell.
Mm-hmm.
Skunk's thing is smelling for maybe, a distance.
Have you ever thought maybe she has some olfactory problems? Like she doesn't smell as well as she should?
No. She's fine.
Maybe
she's
she
healthy.
Finds the smell of skunk appealing.
That could be. Maybe she thinks it's like, maybe like in her previous house when she was young, they 420 all day.
Could be.
With some skunk weed.
So she's used to it. I don't know
about that stuff, man. It's about to be legal January 1st. You going to blaze up?
I don't know.
Is that a yes?
I don't know.
We're going to get high as crazy. A lot of people have always said, man, Stephen Lacey. Everybody, like, Lacey starts to get self-conscious because on Ask Stephen Lacey, people are like, Lacey always seems like she's high. She's like, I wish. Can we read some super chats?
Yeah, let's do that, and then we'll do a Raw preview. Christian Johnson, $15. In lieu of adequate Patreon, super chat. Friend of...
Hold on.
What?
Jared Pasonin says, I bet Steve uses white, large, old man underpants. What the hell is that? I have red boxer briefs on right now that are really cool.
But you used to wear briefs.
Did I used to wear tidy whities back in the day?
When you used to do your Dan Severn impression.
Oh, no, that's different. My mom, for some reason, back then, I don't know why I remember this, but I do. My mom used to buy me, she did it once for Christmas, a pack of underwear that was like freaking like little tiny chones.
Okay.
And they would like take my entire junk and just like put it to the fore.
All right.
And so that was funniest to use when I was doing my Dan Severn impression in college.
You just wore a brief all the time.
Like tidy whities?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No, man. I think it was the Dan Severn little chones.
Because I don't remember you like taking that much time to go and actually change your underwear just to do your Dan Severn thing.
Well, you know what it was.
It would just take long enough for you to find a piece of electrical tape.
To put for a mustache.
To put as a Dan Severn mustache, yes. Yeah.
Oh, I had drinks with Big Jim.
Oh, how's that?
He's doing well.
Good.
Yeah, he's doing good. We're doing the podcast. All right. The Four Lights podcast.
Good. That's a good idea.
We're going to review every episode of Next Generation.
Cool.
And then I told him already that you're going to come on for the special Wrath of Khan episode.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's good.
I'm a Wrath of Khan expert.
But then if there's any other Next Generation episodes...
Oh, I know quite a few of them, yeah.
All right.
Well, let me know in advance which one you're going to review, and I'll take another look at it.
Maybe some of the bigger episodes, like the Borg one and stuff
like
that.
Yeah, I know that pretty well. I've seen that number of times.
Can't wait.
Christian Johnson, $15 in lieu of adequate Patreon. Super chat.
Super chat.
Friendo, simple question. With the Patreon situation now, what is the best way to support the show? Is it Super Chat? Is Super Chat the best option? Also, do you get YouTube Red Money? To answer the last question, yes.
Yeah, so, I mean, we can do a quick breakdown on money right now if you guys want to. There are any number of ways to support the show. We always say, look, man, if you can't afford it, then don't worry about it.
Just watch. That's like number one way you can support the show.
Watch the show, enjoy the show.
And don't skip the ads that are on YouTube.
Right. There's another fantastic free way to support the show. Get on your iOS podcast device, or I think Android, whatever podcast apps they have there. But especially on iOS, because that's like the vast majority of where our audio podcast is distributed to. And get on there, write a review, leave a rating.
Yeah.
It's completely free. Takes maybe a minute, depending on what kind of, write-up you're giving us.
Mm-hmm.
It's fantastic. It's a great way. Patreon's a great way. We know they're doing these fees. We're actually currently, me and Larson are going to talk about lowering the reward tiers.
Yeah, potentially, yeah.
Commensurate with what their fees are going to charge. So, for example... We have a $5 reward tier. We might bring that down to like $4 $4.50, something
and
like that.
The dollar tier would be brought down to about 65 cents.
65 cents, stuff like that. So,
you guys are getting essentially reimbursed for paying these fees because it's not cool.
Yeah, it's not cool at all. And then we got the pro wrestling shirts. There's three of them right there.
Hey. We have what, 17 designs now?
Yeah, we got a bunch 18? Of designs. Buy a shirt, that helps us.
There's a video of ours that you really like. Share it with your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we get YouTube Red money. The crazy thing is if everybody had YouTube Red, we would be so flush with money because, like, the number of people who have it versus the money that it actually brings in is actually, like, pretty good.
Pretty good, yeah.
But so anyways, a little breakdown for YouTube there. But just enjoy the show. Honestly, if you like the show, if you have friends who watch wrestling, tell your friends.
Exactly.
That's cool enough.
Gustavo Gama, $5. Is it going to send a... Take off.
Was going to send a take it off super chat because he wants you unclothed.
It's cold here, man. I'm not taking my shirt off.
He says, but you were talking about Rich Swann. I thought it was a bummer, so I waited. Now he says, Larson, take it off.
I'm sorry. It's cold. It's just cold.
There you go, man. Sorry, Gustavo. Keep on trying, though, by all means.
Yeah. I mean, it's just cold. That's literally all it is.
Yeah.
Christian Johnson, $5. Brian Alvarez from The Wrestling Observer. Mm-hmm. Not The Wrestling Observer himself.
Mm-hmm.
Has for years brought up that Stephanie is a horrible, evil authority figure. Vince always got his. Will she ever get hers?
I always want to read the Alvarez Death of WCW book.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Steph's taken, like, the last two WrestleManias, she's taken bumps.
Oh, I like her as authority figure. I'll be honest with her.
She means
she gets really elite. She knows how to be a, like, really evil boss person.
Yeah. But I think, during the authority era, where they'd come out and start every Raw with a 20-minute promo.
Oh, that was no good.
It's a bit much.
Yeah, that was terrible. But generally, that's just bad programming.
Yeah, I know. And so long as her performance is consistent, because, you know, there are times where she was kind of going back and forth between segment to segment between being kind of face authority figure and then being heel.
Yeah.
If they kind of streamline that so it's a bit more consistent, it's fine.
Yeah.
Lego Jedi 101 with $2 super chats. He asks, what do you think of Sheamus's neck injury? I believe that he has spinal stenosis, which is narrowing of the spinal column. He has a YouTube channel where he's posted videos of his rehab involving putting his neck in some sort of hammock-like contraption.
Right.
But then, yeah, Sports Kita had this thing today saying that WWE is trying to cover for his injury as best they can, keeping him in like 6-man matches during house shows and then making sure he doesn't take too many bumps on non-televised events.
Mm-hmm.
But spinal stenosis is why Edge had to retire and why Stone Cold had to retire.
Yeah, that's nothing to mess with.
No.
That's not good.
Yeah, when you're messing with your nervous system, it's nothing to fool around with.
It'd be a bummer, man, because, like, you know, as a character, Sheamus has never been, like, one of our favorites. But then when he had his series with Cesaro and then as a tag team,
yeah,
I've actually grown to really, really enjoy his work. Thought he's been really good. I thought after the we always used to talk about the fact that after the brand split, I gave him a clean slate. I was like, okay, let's see what they can do now. And the Cesaro series and then the tag team, I'm all in. I love Sheamus. I think he's great. So this is a bummer. Anytime somebody like has to stop working, it's kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Agreed. Let's see here. Yeah. So thank you everybody for your super chats. We really appreciate it. Let's do a Raw preview. Got a Raw preview.
So
sorry.
Highlighting the Raw preview on WWE.com. We're getting Braun versus
Kane.
Say it.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Expecting this to be their blow off. I'm still hoping they'll announce it as a last monster standing match because I think that'd be exceptional. Maybe it's not their blow off. Maybe they'll do the last monster standing match at the Rumble or something. Who knows? Anyways, this should be fun. Braun's always fun. Braun always puts on great matches.
Braun is always fun. Telling you, man, he can be the face of the company.
I agree. I've been saying that for a while.
Yeah, man.
He is top guy in my heart.
Yeah, he's definitely tops.
Also, The Shield is taking on Fee-Bar and Samoa Joe in individual single matches. We got Roman Reigns versus Cesaro.
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's for the Intercontinental title, but I could be wrong.
Uh-huh.
Dean Ambrose versus Samoa Joe.
Uh-huh.
And Seth Rollins versus Sheamus.
All right, so I wonder if that Seth Rollins versus Sheamus, now that we've mentioned what's going on, he might be protected. That's a match to keep an eye on. Maybe they're going to do a scrub before it even gets started.
Could be.
Samoa Joe will come out and, like, I don't know. Who's Joe fighting? Oh, Ambrose. That's a never-before-seen match.
Yeah, I know.
That's what they said.
Yeah. So. Also on WWE.com, Absolution, quote, moves in on Asuka. Now, we speculated that...
They put still the moves on Asuka.
That Paige was going to defeat Alexa Bliss for the Raw Women's title and then feud with Asuka going into Mania, and this could be laying the groundwork for that well in advance.
Yep.
But do you think it's possible that we'll get Paige versus Asuka at the Rumble?
God, I hope not. That's a no-win situation right
there.
You don't want anybody taking away Asuka's win streak unless that's a Mania moment.
I know. But then Absolution, you don't want them to eat losses so soon after their debut.
Okay, I'm going to say this. Asuka can maybe feud with the henchwomen in Absolution for a period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Take them in singles and then like a handicap.
Yeah.
You know, situation, and then maybe they'll all be in the Rumble together.
You don't want to book Sonya Deville and Mandy Rose that week.
You got to put Asuka in the Rumble, man.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's got to win it.
Yeah, I know. She has to win it.
She has to win it.
It seems completely laid out. Paige versus Alexa Bliss at the Rumble. That's how this is all going to work out. Because Alexa Bliss can't just keep on slinking away, as funny as it is.
It is funny.
As entertaining as it is.
Oh, yeah.
She can't just keep on doing it.
No. And finally on WWE.com.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be great.
Bray Wyatt faces
Deletion.
Deletion.
There would be an incident.
From Matt Hardy. So maybe we'll get some more on location video stuff.
Probably just going to be their faces up on the screen again.
Yeah, I know.
But I think there's, you know, I'm hoping that there's going to be at least one cheesy thing.
Oh, there's got to be.
There should be something cheesy,
on,
right?
On Cage Side Seats today, in the Rumor Roundup, there was talk that they might bring back the Wyatt compound potentially for a match.
There you go.
You need cool.
that. I mean, that's, dude, here's the thing. That's a given.
Yes.
That's a necessity.
It should be a given.
It's a necessity. Absolutely. Did you see that? Somebody made a 10 hours of Matt Hardy laughing.
Yeah.
And then Rebby Hardy tweeted out, this is what it's like living with this guy.
Yeah.
And then he said, this is why we have such a wonderful life.
It's great.
I paraphrase, but he's great.
Eddie Menavar, $2. He just says, hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
All right, now it's time for questions. Who wants some questions? I don't know why I went from Scott Hall to I don't know what. The Blowfish, 3586. Anyone watch New Japan World Tag League? Hello? Anybody watch that? We didn't watch that.
Yeah, we didn't.
I might try to watch the final sometime this week, but I still got to watch the rest of Taboo Tuesday. Isn't Final Battle coming up? Ring of Honor Final Battle?
Yeah, Saturday.
I might kick off a new review series, man. You going to review that with me or no?
Well, that would necessitate watching it, which I don't know if I have the time.
Once we get the office space, maybe we can do Ring of Honor reviews together. But until then, I'm going to do them solo.
Yes. Christopher Morang, joining your Patreon on January 4th.
Nice.
Question. Tanahashi needs at least 4 months off to heal. Yes. With that being said, what are the odds today that Switchblade Jay White wins the Intercontinental title? I mean, considering that Tanahashi still needs his bicep to heal. And then he hurt his knee last week. Still don't know how severe that is. It seems like he is in need of some time off. So I would not be surprised. I'm going to say 50-50 right now.
I'm going to say it's a good 70%, man. They've invested so much into building up Switchblade. And now it's Jay White. And granted, it's a little on the underwhelming side. But he's a fantastic wrestler. What better way to make a huge splash than by being like the greatest ever?
I know.
You know? Absolutely. I'd say it's 70%. 50's good, too.
Yeah. Right now, 50-50, but leading up. There's not any more major shows between now and Wrestle Kingdom.
That's pretty much it, I think. S. Dollar says, do any of you guys think The Rock will ever come back? He'll come back to like promote movies and
I'd be surprised
like
he ever wrestled another match.
Yeah, because last time he did, he jacked himself up.
Yeah, he hurt himself, and some movie studios don't want him to wrestle anymore.
Yeah, the movie studios are everything.
Power Rank, who wins the Rumble?
Power rank.
Number one.
Roman Reigns.
You know what? No, he's not winning. Here's why.
Ooh.
Elimination Chamber. Ooh. I read this online last week. Elimination Chamber is a Raw pay-per-view.
Okay.
And advertised for the show, not necessarily in the chamber, but for the show, Reigns, Joe, Miz, Seth, Dean, and somebody else.
Okay.
So that's going to be a number one contender match for the Universal title.
Ooh.
So someone from SmackDown is probably going to win the Rumble.
I mean, how is it not Shinsuke?
It's going to be Randy Orton. I'm telling you, it's going to be Orton and AJ.
Can we please do this, then? Can we please do this? Can we please predict Randy Orton? I will hop in on this with you.
Because if we predict it, it won't happen. Okay, Randy Orton's win the Rumble.
Randy Orton is guaranteed. He's a lock to win the Rumble. I really don't want that to happen. Orton.
You can't put this.
Randy Orton's
add,
totally going
to
win.
Can't add the second part. Not only do we have to predict
we it, have to really want it.
We have to believe our prediction.
Listen. For the Rumble, we're going to do a big live stream.
Yeah.
We're going to bring Hilton in because the Rumble is Hilton's favorite.
It is.
Okay? We're bringing Hilton in. We're going to have, at the ready, a Randy Orton banner. We're going to decorate the place with Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Because that's how hardcore we're going to go in on him
for it.
Winning the Rumble. We're going to get Randy Orton shirts so that when he wins the Rumble, it's going to be a major deal.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to do.
Okay, we're going to go that.
We're going to make it the Randy
full
Orton.
Bore.
The Randy Rumble part two. Yeah.
All right.
It's going to be great.
I love it.
Nakamura, number two. But who else? Who else from SmackDown? Kevin Owens?
Man, I wish. I don't think it's going
to
happen.
What if they had someone from Raw win it and then go to SmackDown?
Well, yeah, we always talk about that stuff. They never do that stuff. It'd be great if they did. Not going
to
happen.
Like if Braun wins it and says, I want to go to SmackDown to take on AJ.
Save those ideas for We Book Raw, man. For Steven Larson Book Raw.
All right.
Which, by the way, is today on Twitch. Twitch.tv. I mean, right here, who just said that?
What?
Nick Johnson. It only makes sense for Randy to win. Why would he not win?
Well, he has
it makes all the sense in the world.
There's a winky face emoji afterwards.
Right, exactly. That means definitely. That means sincerity.
No.
Isn't a wink and a nudge means completely sincere. Christopher Morang. Going to the Rumble. You guys want me to put up some kind of sign? If you want to. Well, he says yes.
I say sure if you want to, but not at the expense of your enjoyment.
Put
of the
your
show.
Enjoyment top priority.
Yes.
Like Power Rank priorities for going to a live show. Going to the Rumble. Power Rank priorities. Number one, enjoyment.
Yeah, have a good time.
Right? Priority number two, safety.
Yes.
Make sure that you're safe. You know, if you're parking in a distant part in the parking lot, make sure that you have like a flashlight at the ready. These flashlights on the phones are really powerful. If I just shine it at your face, you'll go blind.
Yeah, probably.
Have you seen the commercials for those crazy flashlights they have?
Yeah.
The one where a guy's standing, it's like, it's like he's standing in the darkness and he shines a freaking flashlight at this house. He's like, it's like a decent sized front yard, right? And he's at the front of the front yard.
It's like a spotlight.
It's like a crazy flashlight. It's like $20.
Dang.
Or like three payments of $20, something like that.
Wow.
It's like a $60.
That's an expensive flashlight. Number three.
Hey, listen, there's a strobe setting. They do a dramatic recreation where like a burglar is coming into the house.
So you can have a rave at your house?
Oh my. And well, no. You it's defensive.
I understand
Instead
that.
Of having a gat.
But you can also just have a rave.
Well, or you can, you could do that. But like the guy like starts having seizures on the ground because of the freaking.
Did you see that hit in the Niners game yesterday?
Oh, where he's like.
Yeah, he was having a seizure on the field.
Yeah, Casey tweeted
and
out.
And he went back into the game for two plays.
That's stupid. That's so dumb. No wonder people aren't tuning in anymore. Nobody wants to see that crap.
I know.
I don't want to see legit people get hurt.
I know.
I want to do that to go to Live Leak.
But then like. I mean, like, anybody who watches the replay knows, oh, he's concussed.
You know what Lacey told me yesterday?
And they let him back in the game. It's ridiculous.
It's terrible. It's awful. She said, hey, I got on this new Reddit thread called r/watchpeopledie. I'm like, why would you ever do that? She's like, I don't click on most of it. I'm like, why would you do that? I'm not 20 years old anymore. I used to watch this stuff all the time when I was 20. Beheadings and everything. Demonetized. Anyways. Oh, nice. Alto Votalhe, the champ is here. Chat trivia tournament champion number one. Alto Votalhe, Eddie, your friend who's going to Monday Night Raw in San Jose February 12th?
No.
I don't believe so.
No, we're going to the house show 2 days before here in Sacramento, though.
Yeah, because we don't have to go anywhere. We just have to go get an Uber, go down there. Oh, and that's after it's legal.
My goodness. Oh, the Surge asked, saw that crazy thing at the CZW show. Did you see that
spot?
Oh,
God. You know what's funny is that, so I tweeted, so there's a crazy, crazy spot. Oh, man, that's what I should have added to the notes.
What?
Tim Storm, his reign is over.
Oh, yeah, Nick Aldis is a new NWA champion. Yeah.
And apparently, it went over like a wet fart, because it was at CZW. They're not used to like just wrestling. They like blood and crazy stuff.
Well, no, they're just wrestling at CZW.
Yeah, I know, but apparently the match went over like a wet fart.
Hmm.
Like, people were like, and then Joey Janela tweeted out something like, yeah, I was asked backstage if I wanted to run with the NWA title. Who knows if he's, you know, joking or not. He said, no, I'm good with that. But yeah, man, I like the Tim Storm thing.
Yeah.
I'm kind of bummed out they took it off him. Hopefully he gets back in a rematch.
Yeah, same here.
Apparently it went over like a wet fart. There was like a recording of it that got taken down off of YouTube. I was hoping to see so I could see for myself.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, Tim Storm no longer NWA champion. Now it's Nick Aldis.
Mm.
What did he go at? Magnus.
Mm-hmm.
He was Magnus.
Mm-hmm. It's a bummer.
But yeah, that freaking spot. Man, they're like a giant kid. Was it a cage of death?
Yeah, a cage of death. And there was fluorescent tubes involved. They went through the tubes.
Yeah.
Like a, I don't know what kind of move it was. I couldn't tell. Just straight to the mat.
I tweeted out. I said, this is too much for my blood pressure.
Yeah.
Because I'm not huge into that. But I'm not decrying the wrestling. You know, that there's a place for that in wrestling.
Yeah,
and I'm fine
with
that.
And if people enjoy it. You know, who am I to say? But I can't handle it anymore. I'm too old for it.
Oh, it's too much, man.
Oh, Alto's going to be at the Sacramento show.
Nice. He's going to get a slow,
hey. He's going to get a slow wolf shirt in case he meets Barry.
Oh, I'm wearing mine, dude. I'm wearing mine.
All right.
Hey. And hopefully.
Where's that U.S. title? He puts it in front of my face.
You're not me. I'll say, you're not me.
Jesus Quintana, do you guys prefer house shows or live shows? I guess it means televised live shows.
Stevie Bradley wants me to say wet fart.
I'd literally ask the question.
Live shows versus televised shows?
Yeah.
Oh, it all depends, man.
If it's a pay-per-view, I'm going. If it's a pay-per-view, then I'll say the televised show. But if it's a TV taping or a house show, I kind of prefer the house show. Because there's, like, you go to a Raw or SmackDown broadcast, and there's a lot of commercial breaks, and things are kind of boring from here at that time.
Yeah.
Whereas a live event, a house show, you just get 2.5 hours of wrestling. And
really
fun.
Quickly, can we power rank experiences? So, like, number one for me is front row at house show.
Yeah.
That's my favorite ever.
Yeah, it's tough.
Front row at house show. Number two is probably front row at pay-per-view.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Number three, or is number one front row at pay-per-view?
I would think number one. I don't know. We had a really good time when we were fourth row at Payback. That was a blast.
That was a blast, but nothing beats my front row
yeah,
house
no,
show.
Yeah, so I imagine if we were front row at Payback, it would have been 4 times more awesome.
Yeah. The fun thing about front row at house show is that you're experiencing this exclusively with the 1,000 people in attendance.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And if you're front row, it's just extra fun.
Yeah. Wrestlers will break character. You generally, whoever's in the main event, especially the face in the main event, will go around and shake hands and take pictures and
completely
sign autographs and stuff. Yeah. Brian Franklin, $5. I don't know what a super chat is or why I'm paying money, but please find a way to do a show on the AWA specifically about Vern letting Hogan go.
So, like in skit form, can we do that in skit form?
10 wrestling mistakes.
Yeah.
Vern letting Hogan walk to WWF.
Can we do that in skit form, that conversation?
I guess
you can be Hogan, but you doll up in like Hollywood Hogan outfit.
Well, let me tell you, brother.
Exactly. I forget it. Vern talks like a normal dude.
Yeah.
You gotta listen here, Vern. I'm the man. And I'm going to WWF.
Okay, Hogan. Well, I'm rich. I can't do anything about it. Jordan Davis, I feel sorry for the Eagles. It seemed like they had a legit shot this year.
Yeah, they did.
I feel sorry for me because that Wentz kid was my freaking starting quarterback.
Yep.
So I put in for Bortles. Brian Bortles.
Blake.
Blake Bortles. I don't even know his freaking name.
Who are the Jaguars playing next week?
I don't know. He's had two good weeks in a row, though.
Yeah, he's also had a lot of bad weeks.
Well, he had two good weeks.
I'm going to need a new quarterback in the Discord fantasy league because I have Wentz as my starter.
Oh, yeah, Wentz. Yeah, hey, he put up a lot of points yesterday.
You know what sucks, too? Is my backup quarterback was Deshaun Watson.
Oh,
both my quarterbacks have gone down with torn ACLs this year.
Oh, what a bummer.
I know.
Yeah.
And I had a bye this week because I was a second seed overall, and I scored a ton of points.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to lose.
Yeah.
It's a bummer, man.
Sarcastic Duck has a birthday. Like a sarcastic Dutch, right? I was freaking demonetized. Anyways, happy birthday. He's 21 years old. What did you do when you were 21?
I told you that. We stayed at our apartment and played Trivial Pursuit.
Nice. Yeah, I don't even know what I did when I was turned 21. I didn't go out and get drunk or anything. I didn't do that until later, you know. Man, I used to drive home drunk so many times. Don't do that.
Don't want to talk about that.
Don't do that.
Mm-mm.
That's a terrible idea.
No.
You think that's YouTube will demonetize us if I admit to?
No, I don't want to hear about your...
Oh, it's terrible.
It is terrible. That's why I don't want to hear about
it. It's awful. Never do it. Mistakes of youth, man. In your early 20s, you don't know what you're doing.
Well,
some stupid stuff.
Well, you do know what you're doing. You just think you're invincible.
That's what's great about Uber these days, man. Less drunken driving accidents.
Frostbit 17, $2, any shot. The Dolphins beat the Patriots tonight. No, none, zero. Zip. Zilch. Zero. No chance. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. All right, we're going to wrap this up.
Yep.
Is that it for the day?
That's it.
Tim Storm. Man, he was hot. Breakout wrestler of 2017.
Yeah.
You think he had to go back to that class today and be like, kids, I'm Tim Storm. Mr. Storm is bummed out today, so we're not going
to. I'm hopeful.
I'm just putting on a video today.
I'm hoping he took the day off, called in for a sub.
Today we're just going to sit down and what? Well, he already had too many sub days, dude, because he was NWA champion. He went in there and said, kids, today we're just going to pop in a video. So he put in a VHS tape, because I'm assuming they still do that, not DVDs.
Yeah.
And it was like Beverly Hills Cop 2.
Oh.
Then they called him to the principal's office, because that movie has a lot of cursing in it.
It does.
Yeah. They're like, Tim, look, I know that you lost your NWA championship to Magnus, and nobody cared. Went over like a wet fart.
So, why do you make wet fart one word?
But could you? Because it's funnier.
Wet fart.
Wet fart. So, but you can't be showing kids, you know, late 80s Eddie Murphy. He's too risque. He's too edgy.
But it's a cinema classic.
That's his response.
A Tony Scott directed film?
Yeah.
It looks great. It's entertaining.
That's great. Anyways, we got to wrap this up. We got to finish up. We got a We Book Raw, Steven Larson Book Raw episode 2 today.
We got that, and we got to shoot something else today because we got a bunch of stuff.
Can we do a We Book Raw preview? We Book Raw preview?
I suppose.
What's the status of Roman Reigns after the mysterious attacker beat him down?
More importantly, what's the status of the Intercontinental Championship?
Exactly. We'll find out on Stephen Larson Books Raw.
And how will the
today.
Shield respond
to
Roman Reigns maybe being out with injury for a prolonged period of time?
And will he hear from Brock Lesnar after he lost his Universal Championship last week? Ooh. Find out at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Let's get some music going. Do we have music? Is music happening right now? Music should be happening right now.
I can't tell.
Neither can I. But that's it for the show. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate it. Till next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.
Where's my out title?